Well, very good afternoon to you. We come through to Oban, and this is part of our Community Elements programme. I'm here with Stuart, sitting in the Baptist Church, but certainly just being part of the service here this morning and hearing the very pleasing heart that is coming from the people of Oban, that there's a much greater community element. And I know that, Stuart, you're here as a worship leader, but you've also got your show on Oban FM, and you're also, Stuart, you've got the Hope Kitchen. What else?
Well, it seems quite a lot, doesn't it, Rob? But it's good to see you this morning.
It's good to be here.
It's really good for you to be part of the fellowship and the service there. And as the theme of this morning was revival, and really, in all the things that you've mentioned just now, we do need revived in it, because we are not content just to be doing what we're doing, whether it be the worship, we want to go deeper, whether it be Hope Kitchen, we want to see it spread into the community more, and to reach people who are desperately in need. So I would say that for a lot of my time, Hope Kitchen at the moment is a great part of it, in just serving the people, just looking for grants to keep it going. But ultimately, you know, God gives. So we're a Christian-led organisation, and we always pray, you know, for God's blessing on it. And this is great when you meet with a board where are all Christians. You know, it makes a lot of difference. It's a lot easier to go together as one. And for those who are listening, it doesn't know what Hope Kitchen is. It's a kitchen which was derived to help those who are marginalised and open in the surrounding areas. So you've got your addicts, your homeless, those who are lonely, all these people that suffer abuse, that they can come in and be fed. But it's more than just feeding. It started off with just giving them some food. Unlike the food banks, people can come every day that we're open and get food. You know, they're not restricted. And it's grown from there to be giving out food parcels to people who are in need, who don't feel that they can come into Hope Kitchen at this moment for whatever reason. And we give out food parcels to them. I think over the Christmas we gave out 180 parcels to people. And some of them are now coming back in. And we're reaching out to the travelling community as well. And they're coming in now. And we've got a place with them in their own establishments where they have their caravans that we can go in and we can talk to them. And it's that building up of trust. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that is necessary when you're dealing with people who, you know, they've been lonely and people let them down. I was talking to a guy the other day there, and I hadn't met him before, and he said that he'd been on the wagon for 14 years. And I think, well, that's great that you've managed that. But in the process of his alcoholic addiction, he's lost his family. Mm. He hardly sees his children, his grandchildren he hardly sees. And he says, if it wasn't for Hope Kitchen, you know, it's got me out the house, it's given me motivation, I've met new people. And that is just one way that we serve the community. But as I say, we want to do more than feed. We want to help them gain employment. We want to help them feel better themselves. We want to help them get in touch with services which they normally wouldn't walk through the door of those services or agencies in town, but the agencies now we bring to Hope Kitchen where they meet people. And so that's an aspect of serving the community. And then we want to introduce more of the Christian ethos as well. I mean, they know we're Christians, but we want to have more time for maybe fellowship lunches, Bible study, etc., at certain times. But everybody's welcome. It's not a Christian organisation for Christians. Everybody, but anybody can come in the doors and be fed and be counselled or whatever. We don't make any distinction. But that's just one of the areas where I'm serving. And the highest praise, as you mentioned, yeah, which highest praise is the only programme really on Oban FM which goes out and really portrays the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I was really blessed that Stuart Lawson came to join me over a year ago, and he takes one Tuesday a month. And you've met him today, Rob. You can see that he's a man of God, and he's maturing, and he's going to be our pastor in the next month or so. And God has brought him here. And it's great because highest praise isn't mine. It's not me. It's God's. And when I was saying, Lord, you know, I need somebody to come alongside me in this, because it can get burdens, as you'll know at times on the radio station. There's so much to do out with the radio as well, and you're thinking how to balance. And God brought Stuart along. And then I was praying about it the other week there, and then Stuart said, well, what about so-and-so that's in the church? No, he'd probably be great. And I had a word with him before he went away in his summer hall. He's a teacher. And he was really enthused that he would love to be part of that. And I thought, that's what highest praise is about, to get Christians together who have got that gifting to impart God's word in their own style, not just my style. And so I'm really grateful to him that I can see it carrying on. But it's not me, it's him that's leading it completely.
Definitely, definitely. Can I also ask you about this Open Heaven, which is also ongoing? And it needs to be also said, I'm just thinking, you were talking about Hope Kitchen before, but Hope actually is an anachronism for help our people eat.
That's right.
And that's how it started off, but of course it's going to do so much more. Now, is Open Heaven a kind of church version of Branch Off, or what?
Well, what happened about Open Heaven is, I suppose, like any community, that people are used to going to their services and getting the same as every Sunday, you know? It could be a hymn, prayer, sandwich or whatever. But, you know, there are people saying, well, can we go a bit further? Can we really give time for God to speak? And I'm not putting down any services at all, because we're like that as well. There's a Sunday morning, you've got your format, and you go for it, and we're blessed with the worship and the preaching that we've got. But people are saying, right, we're being fed, okay, but we want to hear God speaking through the body as well. So Ian McFarlane, our minister, decided over a year ago, well, why not have an evening service? Because we don't have evening services here. But we'll open it at 7 o'clock. We'll open it about 7 o'clock, and people can come from any denomination. Anyone can come and just sit and soak in the Lord, soak in the Spirit. And so the first one that we had, we advertised, and we had about 60 people came out, which for this place was quite a lot. And we had a time of worship, and then Ian had put various art materials out and things for drawing and such and such. And if people had something that was given to them from God, they can come out and write it on a piece of paper, they could draw it, whatever. And at the end of that meeting, he gathered them all together, and we could see there was prophetic words coming from different people, but all going in the same direction. So we thought, well, that's confirmation of what's happening. And although we were in Oban, as I say, we had people from Campbelltown, which is about 100 miles away, and then people from Mallig, which is probably near the same distance away from here. And they were coming to this Open Heaven in Oban. And they were catching the fire and the vision, and they were saying, well, we would like to see that fire in our place. So Fort William started one there. I think Mallig started one, and the two of them sort of meet together at times. Lochgilphead started one, and people from Campbelltown were coming up to that. So the fire was slowly going down the west coast, where people were meeting together just saying, God, what are you saying to us? Where are we going? We need to hear you. We need a vision. And that was a little bit different from a church service in the morning where people come to worship, true, and praise him, but not the time for soaking in that.
Listening and soaking, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's what Open Heavens... And we get 50 to 70 usually per session here. I think last time was only a few less because it was coming to summer holidays and such. But on average, you'd probably get 60 people out from all denominations and from all areas.
So how can people get on with Open Heaven and perhaps even not replicate, because each area is different with their needs and differences, but how would you encourage people in different areas of Scotland to respond to the things that you have been telling us about?
Well, I think one of the main issues was worship. We come to worship a great God, and we come to give him the reverence that he deserves, and we come with hearts that are willing to receive. So, as I say, it doesn't matter who you are or where you worship. It's people of like mind coming together and saying, God, we want to hear from you. And I think worshiping, just getting into worship to begin with, is so important that we get our hearts and minds into that receptive mode for God to work. And whether it be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, hey, you're led by the Spirit. You know when it just calms down and people then speak and hear what God's saying. Somebody will bring a little word or whatever, open scripture, and then the worship starts again, and then maybe more word and scripture. But it's just people getting together and saying, let's not really have an agenda. Our agenda is the Lord and seeing what he's got to say. And that can happen anywhere. It can happen in a house, it can happen in a church hall, it can happen in a church. It doesn't matter, as long as people get together and are really desiring to hear what God is saying to them for their church and their community.
That's excellent. Stuart, can I thank you very much? To finish off, how can people find out more about the likes of Hope Kitchen and indeed the Baptist Church here?
Well, both of them have got websites. Hope Kitchen, if I remember off the top of my head, is hopekitchen.org.uk, and there it tells people a bit what we're doing. And the Oban Baptist Church, I think you just have to Google it and you'll get the website for the Baptist Church, and again you'll see what's going on here. But as I say, things are changing. I mean, you came today, Rob, and there was a few seats empty at the front. 2 weeks ago, you wouldn't be able to get a seat here. It's just the beginning of the summer holidays, etc., etc. And the church is just expanding so much, and the work we want to do will expand, that we are thinking of probably knocking the place down. We've got a lot of land outside and building a much bigger church, maybe two stories with all ante rooms for different things. So that's what's going to be happening in the future. Things are progressing here, but you'll find it all on the website.
Stuart, can I thank you very much?
You're welcome, and bless you, Robin, what you're doing, and we'll talk to you again later.
Thank you.